The first Edison talking doll record to benefit from optical scanning was a 10-cylinder. The small metal ring had been so severely distorted from its original cylindrical shape decades ago that the off-round record could not be properly played by a traditional stylus contact-based approach. The Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory in Berkeley used a system called Irene 3D to create a digital model of the tin record's modulated surface. Their software analysis revived the voice of a young woman reciting the first stanza of the nursery rhyme, "Twinkle, twinkle, little star." Let the nightmare begin. Welcome to Dead Wax 78. I'm your host, Sean, and this is the show where we're going to talk about all these wild and wonderful inventions that were thought up in the phonography world. Today, we're going to talk about the Edison talking doll. Eventually, I was going to have to do this show anyway, so let's do it. Spilled milk did not interest Thomas Edison. "I have spilled lots of it," the prolific American inventor wrote in 1911, "and while I have felt it for days, it is quickly forgotten." Almost a century after his death, little about Edison is in danger of being forgotten, including his moments of metaphorically spilled milk. The archives of the Thomas Edison National Historic Park in New Jersey contain approximately 5 million pages of original documents of Edison's epic successes in the realms of sound recording, motion pictures, and electric power. And it also has his failures, adventures into talking toys. Edison's phonograph doll is a children's toy doll developed by the Edison Phonograph Toy Manufacturing Company, founded by William W. Jacks and Lowell Briggs in 1887. And the doll was introduced in 1890. The original doll was invented by Thomas Edison in 1877. The 22-inch doll featured a miniature removable phonograph that played a single nursery rhyme. Even though it had spent several years in experimentation and development, the Edison talking doll was a sales failure and was only marketed for a few weeks in early 1890. A handle had to be cranked each time for it to play. Also, the ring-shaped wax records wore out quickly and were prone to cracking and warping. Additionally, many children and some adults reportedly found the dolls and the recordings frightening. Edison referred to the dolls as his little monsters. Here's side one, Broken Doll, Stanley Kirkby in Columbia.
I wonder why I always cry the way I do, and now it seems that all my dreams are all of you. You used to be so nice to me in days gone by, but all that nice changed somehow, I wonder why. You called me baby doll a year ago. You told me I was very nice to know. I soon learned what love was, I thought I knew. But all I've learned has only taught me how to love you. You made me think you loved me in return. Don't tell me you are fooling after all. For if you turn away, you'll be sorry someday. You left behind a broken door. bring me flowers and paper out, let me alone. You led me to believe that you were all my own. You let me see you wanted me, why don't you now? I'll prove I'm true if only you will show me how. You found me, baby doll, a year ago. You told me I was very nice to know. I soon learned what love was, I thought I knew. But all I've learned has only taught me how to love you. You made me think you loved me in return. Don't tell me you are fooling after all. But if you turn away, you'll be sorry someday. You left behind a broken door.
In early April 1890, each doll that emerged from Edison's vast West Orange, New Jersey site stood, like I said, 22 inches tall, weighed a heavy 4 pounds, and sported a porcelain head and jointed wooden limbs. Embedded in each of these dolls' tin torso was a miniaturized model of his phonograph. Its conical horn, trained towards a series of perforations in the doll's chest, its wax recording surface etched with a 20-second rendition of one of a dozen rhymes, among them Mary Had a Little Lamb, Jack and Jill, and Hickory Dickory Dock. With the steady rotation of the crank located on the doll's back, a child could summon the doll to sing a single nursery rhyme. It was a milestone. Edison Talking Doll marked the first attempt to reproduce sound for commercial and entertainment purposes. It also is the first known instance of individual employed as recording artists. Possibly as many as 18 young women working in the factory cubicles, loudly reciting into a machine producing each doll a single separate recording. As quickly as the dolls left the West Orange site, complaints returned. The crank was easily misplaced, the stylus easily dislodged from its carriage, the wax record prone to breakage, and the sound fidelity was really poor. We are having quite a number of your dolls returned to us, and should think something was wrong, a representative from Horace Partridge and Company, a Boston toy purveyor, wrote to Edison Toy Venture in April 1890. We had 5 or 6 recently sent back, some on account of the works being loose inside, and the others won't talk, and one party from Salem sent one back stating that after using it for an hour, it kept growing fainter until it finally could not be understood. By May, weeks after the doll's launch, Edison withdrew it from the market. Precisely how many dolls were sold remains a mystery, but one estimate says as many as 2,500 dolls may have been shipped from the West Orange facility during that short period. A conservative estimate suggests fewer than 500 actually sold to customers. Today, an Edison doll is a real rare treasure. Here's side two, Ray Starita of The Wedding of the Painted Doll on Columbia. Thank you.
all around the hall. Red Riding Hood and Buster Brown, the jumping jack jump into town. From far and near, they're coming here. Church bells ringing, ringing. All the little mommies from the follies with their painted cheeks. Little Mammy Doll has fussed around for weeks and weeks. Blues, no time to lose. Rice and shoes will spread the news that it's a holiday. Today's the wedding of the little painted doll.
Records indicate that 7,500 fully assembled dolls remained on hand, stored in a packing room on the West Orange compound, with several hundred cases of imported doll parts at the ready. What had been optimistically heralded is one of 1888 newspaper headlines as "The wonderful toys which Mr. Edison is making for nice little girls," was condemned 2 years later in another newspaper for that flat whine of the recorded words. A Washington Post headline announced, "Dolls that talk, they would be more entertaining if you could understand what they say." Edison, passionate about solving technical problems, promptly resolved to produce an improved version of the doll. But the force of his skills and determination were not enough to overcome a basic oversight: the marketplace. The doll's price, ranging from $10 for an undressed doll to $20 for a dressed one, was just too high. The 2015 equivalent of the prices would be like $237 and $574 American. I don't think Edison understood consumer markets all that well. The doll was the first of Edison's phonograph technologies to be developed for the consumer market, and it was an area he had little aptitude for or appreciation for. But commercial failures, of which the toy doll was clearly one, sometimes don't really go anywhere. One doesn't get the sense that Edison, other than for a brief period, comes away from that venture thinking, why did this fail? Marketing? Economics? He just never pursued those kinds of investigations. Here's side three. Slim Whitman, China Doll.
I'm tired of crying. Tomorrow, no one hearts are pure, her lips are true, my child of love. I'd rather have a doll of clay that I could call my own.
By the fall of 1890, despite Edison's resolve to redesign the doll, the Edison Phonograph Toy Manufacturing Company, more than $50,000 in debt, was unable to secure a loan to manufacture an improved second-generation doll. Edison, characteristically optimistic, moved on. The doll had a brief moment of being a brilliant idea, and it failed commercially. Edison's doll was an experiment that needed refinement. But in the commercial world, timing is essential. Sometimes the saying, first in wins, holds true. And sometimes first in means that you show all of your flaws and somebody else comes along later and makes the improvements. Created 100 years before Teddy Ruxpin, Thomas Edison had introduced the first talking doll. But instead of designing it to be cute and cuddly, it was creepy and weird. Like, the dolls weighed around the 4 pounds and had that porcelain head and wooden limbs. You know, and inside the torso was a variation of in the inventor's recent phonograph technology. Unfortunately, sturdy as the wooden limbs were, the mechanics didn't stand a chance against excited kids. The crank fell off easily and the phonograph was fragile. The truth of the matter is this, that Edison had envisioned the idea of talking doll as early as 1877, but it was William Jacks who first developed that prototype based on Edison's original tinfoil phonograph. Jacks and his partner Lowell Briggs of the company, the Toy Manufacturing Company, which Edison agreed to lend his name to the planned product in return for royalties and stock ownership. Before production began, however, Edison took over the company, demoting the founders and leading to years of ill will and lawsuits. Nothing changes. Here's side four, the American duo, Oh You Beautiful Doll, 1914.
Turn out the light and then come over here.
What?
Little close up to my side. My heart's a fire with love's desire. In my arms,
what?
Rest humbly. I never thought that life could ever be so sweet. Did I met you some time ago? But now you
know
I love you so. Oh, you beautiful doll, you great big beautiful doll. Let me put my arms about you. I could never live without you. Oh, you beautiful doll, you great big beautiful doll. If you ever leave me, how my heart will ache. I want to hug you, but I fear you'd break. Oh, 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 you beautiful doll. Precious bride,
yes?
Close your eyes.
What?
Now we're going to visit lover's paradise.
Oh.
Precious lips again to mine, for love is king of everything.
don't care. Have me just as though you were a grizzly bear. This is how I'll go through life. No care or strife when you're my wife. Oh, you beautiful doll, you great big beautiful doll. Let me put my arms about you. I could never live without you. Oh, you beautiful doll, you great big beautiful doll. If you ever leave me, how my heart will ache. I want to hug you, but I feel it break. Oh, 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 you beautiful doll.
I don't mean to pick on old Thomas. He just happens to be the one we think about first. You know, because then came Google Glasses, Apple Watches, Theranos, and that crappy ending to the Game of Thrones. The toys were a colossal flop, but not because of the distorted, eerie renditions of Little Jack Horner and Mary Had a Little Lamb and Twinkle Twinkle Little Star that they produced. It turned out to be even worse for sales, that the dolls were expensive to make and easy to break. Edison's efforts to integrate a new technology, his phonograph, with an old one, the doll, sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. Thanks for listening. This has been Dead Wax 78s. And you know what? If I could say it in a creepy doll voice, I would say, I'll catch you on the flip side.
It's not the best.